The city's motor pool fund is a way to pay for replacement of city vehicles, from fire engines and police cars to front-end loaders and power and light bucket trucks. The program requires the various city departments to pay into the motor pool fund in anticipation of buying new vehicles in the future. That way, the big-ticket department costs from vehicles are spread out over a longer period of time. Committee Chair and Public Works Director Carl Hagerman said the replacement schedule for vehicles was a proactive program.
It's a very positive thing for the city. I know a lot of people may get grief over new, quote-unquote, new city vehicles running all around all over the place, but it is it's a positive thing to have your employees working and on the job when they need to be, having reliable and safe equipment to do the work that they were hired to do.
The various city vehicles go through a schedule for replacement. If the car or truck looks like it will last longer than expected, city staff hold off on getting a new one. They also consider how much it could cost for repairs to keep that vehicle on the road. City Councilor and committee member Melinda Hofstad said she thought the city could cut back on replacement costs by keeping cars and trucks in service a year or two longer.
I do commend you for your program. I think this prepaying in the motor pool is a good program. My issue is just to try to fix things if we can, particularly the very expensive vehicles and the very expensive equipment. If we can fix it and stretch it out a little bit longer safely, then that's what I'm for. If we can't do it with worker safety first, then I would never, ever ask for that.
However, others on the committee responded that putting off a replacement can actually end up costing more money. That's because a city department has to continue paying some money into the motor pool fund, as well as covering the cost of repairs. Hagerman said it did not always save the city money, putting off a vehicle's replacement for a year or two.
Maintenance costs go up and contributions go down, but sometimes the maintenance costs go way up, and it just isn't worth it to extend a vehicle when you're facing large ticket items to keep it on the road.
The committee considered a list of vehicles scheduled for replacement totaling over $650,000. Nearly $470,000 of that is for two power and light trucks used to repair downed electrical lines. Hofstad questioned whether the city should instead repair one of the two trucks, spending money to rebuild a faulty hydraulic system on the vehicle. And former city employee Ray Peterson questioned Hofstad about putting money into repairs for older vehicles. That sparked this exchange.
You're not replacing a vehicle.
No, but that's what he said would cover. Okay. Excuse me, can I answer?
Well, you interrupt everybody else. I have a lot of time. I'm going to interrupt you. Pardon me, but that's the way I am.
Excuse me,
you
don't have to be rude to me, sir.
Well, you rude to everybody else.
No, excuse me, let's get back on track in the meeting, okay, please?
I'm not smirking.
Yes, you have been.
No, I haven't.
I'm tired of this.
Let's get back on track, please.
Carl?
Yes?
I'm tired of this. If I have an opinion that's different from somebody else's, it's not personal. I don't mean it personal to anybody. This is what people in this town think. I'm trying to represent what people in this town think. And I'm sorry that the majority of people in town are not happy about the motor pool fund.
The committee took a break after this, as well as a second exchange between Hofstad and former council member Paul Anderson.
And Paul, wait.
No, you wait a minute.
She's talking,
you
Paul.
You chewed me out.
After that five-minute timeout, the committee started consideration of the individual vehicles. They unanimously recommended the replacement of a pickup truck for the Public Works Department and purchase of a spare conveyor belt for the garbage baler. They also voted 6-0 in favor of a new SUV for the police department, although Hofstad asked the police department to look into buying some less expensive cars instead of so many SUVs. The committee also supported purchase of a new bucket truck for the Power and Light crew. Committee member and Power and Light Superintendent Joe Nelson lobbied for a replacement.
Any kind of a rebuild would be throwing good money after bad. We will not save any money by postponing this simply because when we go to buy it next year, then it'll be that much more expensive. So, the program works. We've taken a 3 to 5 year vehicle, we kept it 10 years. It's time to replace it.
The vote was 5-1, with Hofstad voting no for a second power and light truck, a Digger Derrick truck. Hofstad asked staff to try and get a few more years out of the vehicle that the city has now instead of buying a new one.
We don't do that as residents. We don't buy a new car this year instead of fixing our car and buying and thinking it's going to cost us more to buy a new car 2 years later. People don't do that, and it doesn't make sense to me or to the public. I mean, I drive around in a 14-year-old car, and I still consider it a new car, and most people drive around in old cars in this town.
The committee also unanimously recommended replacement of a dump truck for the wastewater department, and the committee voted to extend the use of a building maintenance van and a public works street washing truck. They also decided to transfer a flatbed truck to the building maintenance department and to sell two public works bulldozers. The individual vehicle purchases still need approval by the full city council. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.